Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is Becky Baker, former faculty member at Missouri State University, and now the Director of Operations for Missouri Institute of Natural Science. How are you doing today, Becky?
I'm doing great, and again, thank you for having me on.
Becky, how exactly did this happen? You left to retire, if I remember correctly, and now you're with the Missouri Institute of Natural Science.
When the Twin Towers came down and the cave was discovered, I was working with Matt Foyer, who is the director of the cave, and was involved in it from the beginning. And I knew when I retired, I wanted to go back and be involved again with volunteering out at the cave and the museum. And as it turned out, we just ended up with me as a director instead of just as a volunteer. So I've thoroughly enjoyed being out there since about October full time.
Now, there's a couple of things that you've been working on predominantly, and let's talk about the first one. You have a dinosaur that you're working on that's coming out of Wyoming, I guess.
It came out of Wyoming, yes.
Talk about that dinosaur.
Henry is our Triceratops, and it is one of the largest Triceratops in the world. So we're very proud of Henry. He came from Wyoming, as Dave went ahead and mentioned, and we have about 47% of his bones. So he's being put together right now, and if you come out every weekly, you will see that we're making some really good progress on getting him together. Now, the rest of the 53% of material that's left is coming in the form of a cast, and we're 3D printing it, and it's very interesting watching the 3D printing. You go ahead and you take what you know is the size of the dinosaur, and then you scale it up for how big Henry is. And so we should be finished putting Henry together in about 2 months or so.
Now, where would the 3D printing occur? Is it occurring here, or do you have to shop that out?
No, it's actually occurring right in the museum itself, and so I think people really enjoy coming in and being able to see what's going on, and then come in that next week and see that that piece has been physically put in the skeleton of Henry.
Just out of curiosity, where do they get the information from? Do they base it on other Triceratops that have been found? In other words, if you're missing, a femur, how do they decide exactly what a femur looks like on a Triceratops?
We know what it looks like because of the bones that we've dug up, and Dr. Henry Tsai out of MSU here is helping us with the specs so that we can either go ahead and increase the size, which is mostly what we've been doing for Henry, or whatever we need to do. He's giving us the specs, and then we go ahead and 3D print it. And we have actually 5 printers that are going on full time trying to finish printing the rest of Henry.
That's interesting. So when will it be finally finished, do you think?
Probably about 2 months.
Now, there's some other stuff going on, and you're trying to expand the presence and do some other work. So talk about that a little bit.
We have a cave that is attached to it, and the cave, again, was found on 211. And so we would like to get a virtual 3D tour of the cave, because the cave will never be open to the public. It's always going to be a research cave. So we want people to be able to come out and actually see that cave. And we can also use it for educational purposes. So we're real pleased about that. And that will be started probably in the next month or so. Then we have an educational program that we're ready to go ahead and roll out. With the COVID-19, we are not quite as successful now with our field trips and things like that, because you can't get kids to keep a mask on all the time. You also have to keep that 6-foot distance. And so as a way of being able to promote the education out of the cave, we're producing that. It will be both Zoom as well as an online component for teachers any place that would like to use it, predominantly in the Greene County area.
Now, back to the thing about the 3D cave. Are you going to make that a virtual reality experience, or just something that they look at on a computer
screen?
No,
it will be a virtual reality thing. And that is being done with the help of Dr. Toby Dottweiler in the geology department here on campus.
So how long will that take, do you think, to tease that all out?
I'm not sure how long it's going to be. My guess is it'll probably take photographing maybe 2 or 3 days, and then the processing is going to take a little bit longer. But we're hoping to be able to use that map as of this spring.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so you'll have the headsets and things at the museum, or will you shop those out to students?
We will have those at the museum. And we can also then be able to send it virtually out over the internet. So if people have the 3D headsets at home, they can also access it that way.
And so then how do you see all this playing out, let's say your extended next few years, with the education outreach and those sorts of things? When do you see that being on the ground and having that stuff dialed up?
We are piloting the online program as of February of this year, and I'm hoping to have...
Which schools?
We are piloting with Springfield Public Schools for the Zoom conferencing, and we are piloting it with Republic High School for looking at the online component. So as soon as we know those are working and we'll make some changes, then it's ready to go.
And would that be your own staff and volunteers that are doing your end of the thing, or are you bringing in other people?
No, it will be us, and it will all be original museum-produced content.
Well, that's really great. Well, Becky, we're running out of time, but I do thank you so much for talking to us a little bit about how you're expanding things out at the Missouri Institute of Natural Science. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, appreciate it. And you all come by and see the museum. We'd love to have you.
And this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.